Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello and welcome to another special bonus episode of Keeping Up Appearances, the Luxury Podcast. Usually, William Hansen and I would be exploring each and every episode of the hit BBC sitcom Keeping Up Appearances, but today we've got something a little bit different for you. We're not in our usual cosy, charismatic city studio with white slimline producer and last episode recall. But instead, William and I are going to be out on the road in our very own Rover 216 to drive around Northamptonshire, Coventry and Warwickshire to visit some of the well-known and much-loved filming locations from the hit BBC sitcom Keeping Up Appearances. We'll also have some very exciting news to share, especially if you're a buckethead and can get to London in November of 2023. Do stay tuned for that. So, if you, like us, are buckled up and ready to go, let's drive on, Richard! Head for France!
So we're on the outskirts of Northamptonshire. You join us, bucketheads, as we are about to arrive at our first destination.
Yes.
Jonathan, without saying where we're going, tease them as to where our first venue is.
Well, we are in Northampton itself, in the town of Northampton, and we're about to go and park the car in a space usually reserved for the Drummonds at the Grange.
And this is, and I'm sure the bucketheads have worked it out, I've cracked the Enigma code that was.
Did I make it too obvious?
We are going to 3 Christchurch Road, Northampton, on the Wellingborough Road. We're going to the church hall. And the church, although they never went into the church, did they? Briefly, there was a scene in that very badly bricked belfry, but that was in the studio.
Yeah.
But we are going to park outside the village hall, where many scenes have happened, including Daze's Toy Boy, Series 1.
Oh, yes.
The last episode of Series 4, Let There Be Light. That was a seminal one. Mm-hmm. And indeed the very last episode of Keeping Up Appearances.
Oh, the weakest.
Yes.
Well, the weakest of the lot.
Don't say that. I want people to keep listening. We haven't got to that episode
yet.
Well,
it's all right until that point.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, we're absolutely in my old stomping ground. I used to work just around the corner from here.
Yes, when you were on Radio Northampton.
Radio Northampton.
Tell us about your show back then. Cast our mind back.
Oh. Well, it was pretty similar to the show I do now, really. Except across Northamptonshire.
So you did Consumer?
I did. I did Consumer. And I did Phone-In.
Yep.
And they made me do this awful thing in 1 hour called the Action Hour.
The Action Hour.
Yeah. Which was where they'd get me for a whole hour to talk about things happening in the community. But, oh, look at that Sultan's Kitchen. Oh, gosh, they don't care, do they?
Oh, look, the Spread Eagle.
The Spread Eagle. Now, this is the main... this is the main high street.
Yes, do you know what? I think Mikey and I had lunch here, because I have been to this location before. I made my now husband drive me. Maybe it was Jekyll and Hyde? No.
No.
No, that looks very common. It was somewhere like... It was somewhere around here. Because we weren't, to be fair, we weren't meant to be looking at this location. We were... he's blowing a kiss, that man.
Well, welcome to Northampton.
Yeah, and I suddenly looked on the map and went, oh my gosh, I think we're near the church in Hyacinth.
Right.
And so he then drove me.
Well,
it's a working men's club and institute.
Yes, so on the, if you carry on up this road and then take some of the roads off on the left, a lot of the old shoe factories in Northampton were based up here, and many of them have now been converted into luxury apartments.
Jonathan, I can see it.
Is that
the church?
Oh my word.
It's massive, actually.
It is a big church.
Now, from memory, it's a funny...
I've got to indicate here.
Yeah, it's a funny thing to pull in.
Gosh, this is really quite exciting, William. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I can see the entrance. I recognise the entrance. That's the entrance.
There it is.
Oh.
No, mind the bump.
You saw the bump. Oh. There it is.
Oh, there's the local drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's pull in.
Oh, now this is a funny... be careful, this is a low...
What, so I don't take the front of the car off? Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, look. We have arrived at the vicar's. There's the vicarage.
Yes. And we are now parked in.
I'm parking in the space.
Reserved for the Drummonds.
Hello, dogs.
Right.
I look after you, dogs. Right. Are we getting out?
We're getting out.
Gosh, this is so, so exciting. Take your wallet with you, will you?
Oh, where's my phone? It's smaller than it looks.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the church is enormous.
Yes.
So that was the space, wasn't it, where they would park. I know what you mean, around here.
It looks smaller. Bigger on TV.
Yeah. And there's the doors that Richard blew off.
Yes.
When he did electrics in the church.
It's interesting it says it's available to hire, and we'll come back to that, because I did make inquiries.
Oh, if we could hire it.
Yes, £40 an hour.
Oh, look, now this is the...
We're now down the left-hand side.
There appears to be a mattress with some... Well, I think that's where our friend lives.
Yeah.
Oh, look. Oh, William, you can see through the windows. There it is.
There's the stage.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
We've got to park the car round here.
We do. There are no bins here for you to fall into. Do you think
there we go. And that's, of course, inside there, that's where Hyacinth did the, the singing on the piano, didn't she?
Yes. Look, they've got an electronic security system in operation.
Well,
they've been alarmed.
High security.
It's quite exciting, isn't it?
Isn't this amazing?
Yeah.
It's amazing for geeks like us, for buckethead geeks. Oh, there's the car, reserved for the Drummonds.
We do lots of photographs, by the way, everyone, so you can...
Now, of course, down here...
Look
at
our social
media. Do you
remember
the episode where they come out of the side door?
Yes.
And they're having a sing-song. They brought the piano out.
That is Series 1, Daisy's Toy Boy.
That's right.
Episode
and they're
five.
Having the sing-song outside here, because they come out of those doors. That side door. And this is where they had the sing-song, isn't it?
Yes.
Kind of expect her to pop out, don't you?
Yeah. Daisy! Hyacinth!
And inside there, can you see in there? I'm sure they filmed in there,
yes,
as well.
Yes, that's the scene where, we talked about it in Let There Be Light, with Mrs. Drummond and the
that's
vicar's
right,
wife.
That's right, because Mrs. Drummond comes out of there with the vicar's wife, and that's when we get the distinct impression Mrs. Drummond really is not a very pleasant person
no.
at all. Yes, you see, that's where, in the church hall, that's where they prepare all the teas and things
yes.
like that. Cucumber sandwiches, light refreshments.
Exactly.
Al fresco munchiats.
It's really very exciting.
Isn't it nice? Shall we try the door? Is the door open?
But it has told us it's protected by a very expensive security system.
I think
system.
It's locked. I can see.
I can see
there's
it's
a lock.
Locked.
Yes, there's a lock. That's a shame. I wonder how they blew these doors off.
But we could phone Alan or Joy.
Where?
It's got a telephone number.
Was this the sign where the vicar was always, he was
sticking
things up?
I think the sign was here on the side, from
right.
memory.
Yes, because, of course, this was where they left for, you know, when they went away to the seaside.
Yes, we haven't got onto that episode on our podcast, but that's a Series 5 episode.
Yes.
Possibly number one.
When Richard was driving the minibus.
Yes. And this is where they departed from.
Yeah. And this, over here, wasn't this where Rose
yes,
was
down
up the
side of the church. Let's move over to the church now.
She was up a ladder, wasn't she, cleaning?
And Hyacinth comes round in her apron with her décolletage pendulously swinging. Yes, and then Rose falls into the vicar's arms.
That's right, yeah.
It's really weird being here. It's like being inside the television.
It is very odd,
yes.
Isn't it?
Very and odd. I also think, and we'll discover this more when we move on to see other locations, this location here is probably the one that still looks like it did 30 years ago.
It's identical.
Yeah.
Very little's changed at all.
Yeah, they've tarted up the grass and the shrubs a bit.
Yeah.
But it's still basically the same.
But yes, I think what's different about it, it's the distance between the church hall and the actual church is in reality very small, isn't it? Whereas on the television it feels like it's
huge.
quite a big space between the two.
Do you want to go out onto the street and have a look at the front of the vicarage?
I would.
I don't want to go onto the vicarage because I feel that is private property.
Is that where they actually...
That is the vicarage,
That
yes.
is the vicarage, oh, okay.
Or it's certainly the vicarage in one of them. I think they possibly changed. I'm just going to lock the car.
I would.
Of course, this is where all of the cast, including our close friend Jeremy Gittins, will have spent many times recording.
Yes. We should have brought Jeremy with us.
We should have done.
For old time's sake.
So round
See, all these houses around here, they must have had some fun watching them filming.
Yeah, if there's any...
And what's this opposite? Very impressive building.
Jacob's Miller House.
I would imagine that probably
was Saint
George's
shoes?
Probably an old shoe factory, whether it still is.
Yes, so this here...
Oh, yes.
Yes, that's the vicarage. Look at it. It's got a Fiat Panda and a taxi.
Yes, why is there a taxi parked
outside
the vicarage?
Maybe he runs a taxi firm.
What, the vicar?
What?
That's not the vicarage.
No. Well,
that's next door
yes,
to the
Yes, it's
vicarage.
His vicarage.
Oh, yeah,
my
it
God,
is.
God, Jonathan's on the property.
Yes, it is. Why would the vicar have a taxi?
Maybe his wife or partner or her wife. Oh, I think it's a female vicar from memory.
Oh, right.
I've done my research online. So maybe the vicar's husband is a taxi driver.
Oh, yes. Well, why not?
Yes. Have wheels, we'll travel. Well, it's a lovely area.
It's Northampton. It's executive Northampton. Plymouth Brethren Christian Church.
So there's another church opposite.
What a funny little church.
Well, this is very exciting.
This
Already
marvellous.
I'm excited. This day is going to be marvellous for
I know.
Both
this
of us.
This is just the beginning, William.
I know. By the way, all these addresses, they're available online. So if bucketheads want to come and do this themselves, you can just do a little bit of research. You don't have to go beyond page one of Google. No. You'll find all the addresses. But this one, I think we can... This is not a private property. This is Christchurch Road, Northampton. Marvellous.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get back in the car.
Come on, then.
And drive on to our next location.
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to this.
Now, Jonathan, for my other podcast, I was recently in Benidorm. We won't go into the ins and outs of that. But during some downtime, I was able to go to a Spanish supermarket. And I sent you a video of a particular aisle in the Spanish supermarket.
Yes.
What was that aisle?
It was the aisle full of luxury Spanish cleaning product. And I'll be honest with you, William, it was one of the most exciting moments of my day.
Well, it's not exactly what you text me, but we won't go into...
No, I can't repeat what I said to you.
But Jonathan was very excited.
Almost too excited.
And you've obviously given me Spanish cleaning products before over the course of our Keeping Up Appearances series, and I thought it's only right that I reciprocate.
Oh!
So, rummage in my bag.
Gosh. Oh, my word! Las Tres Brujas bathroom cleaner. It's lovely. Now, have you smelt that?
How I smelt it, I bought two. I bought one for the villa that we were in Spain, and one for you.
Lovely.
And
what
I
does
thought,
it smell of?
Frigliana, or Spanish.
No.
Spanish cleaning product.
No, it smells of something. Smell it again. Sniff it. Go on.
Lavender?
No. It smells like Jean-Paul Gaultier. It's true, it does.
Right. Mm. Well, I didn't realise that baño, I think that's...
Baño. That means bathroom in Spanish.
Yes, I didn't know that. So I sprayed this all on our kitchen worktops in Benidorm.
That's okay, you can use it on the kitchen worktops. Not on granite, though. You shouldn't use that one on granite.
I can assure you it was not granite where we were.
No, no, it's good. It's just a nice disinfectant. You can use it on anything.
It says disinfectante.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, that'll do. But anyway, I brought you that.
That's lovely, thank you.
And I've also got you...
Oh, can I just point out, William?
Yes.
Over here is, if you look around there, you might be able to see the garage that was used, the Rolls-Royce garage.
In Series 5.
And Richard, I think it's just here on the other side of this. There.
Yes.
What is it now? It's
the gym group. Oh.
Yes, that was where... that was the car dealer where they stole a Rolls Royce.
And if you are listening to this thinking, I can't remember that episode, we haven't talked about it yet, but we will do. Oh, look, and there is Radio Northampton.
That's Radio Northampton.
That's where it all happens.
Prime Northamptonshire real estate, that is.
It's a very handsome building.
It used to be a bank.
Did it?
Years ago.
Okay.
Well, it looks like a bank, doesn't it?
Full of bankers. Anyway, the other Spanish thing I brought you. Hopefully I can find. I bought you some lavender-scented bin bags.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, I don't know if they're the exact ones.
I was going to say, they don't look like the little ones.
Well, no, these are from Spain.
No, yes, but you can only get the ones I like from Lidl in Spain.
Oh, do they have Lidl in Spain?
Of course they do.
Oh, I didn't
Lidl's
know.
Lidl's very big in Spain.
Is it? Mm. Okay. Oh, we've just passed an hour.
So where did you get them?
In Carrefour.
Oh, nice, okay.
Yeah, posh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Do they smell? Oh, yes, they do smell. They have the same kind of smell. Lovely.
Exactly, there we go.
So nice. You can't get scented bin bags anywhere else in the world like you can in Spain.
What is it about Spain that allows them to have all these heavy scents?
I don't know, really. I have no idea. I mean, one of the reasons I think, in all seriousness, they make such good floor cleaners is, of course, because... Spain, they have tiles everywhere, and when you're in Spain, you see people mopping their floors all the time. So I don't know whether they just kind of put a bit more effort into their floor cleaners because they like the lovely smells that come from cleaning the floors. But we just don't seem to have floor cleaners that have the same intensity of smell. And there's also the reason I love the cleaners is that when you're on holiday, if you're in a hotel or something in Spain, very often, you know, the cleaners will be doing the entrance hall, and that lovely smell that hits you reminds you of holiday, so you can make your home smell like holiday. It's lovely.
That's nice. I like your logic.
Hmm.
So we've got about a 13-minute drive now to our next location. Mm. Our next location only used in one episode.
Yes, but it was a very, very good episode.
One we've already talked about.
Let's be honest.
There's a lot of sirens in Northampton, aren't there?
There are. That's an ambulance.
Yes. The previous one was a police siren.
A bit of bloodshed at the Irwin Tea Rooms.
We've slipped into another sitcom there.
Yeah, yes. I think so.
Anyway, yes, so we're off to this location, and I think it's private property. Potentially we may not be able to see much of it, but that didn't stop... That didn't stop... sorry, Jonathan's just pointing out some local architecture.
Oh, yes. Now, see, we just come out here to the very famous Super Sausage Cafe.
Oh, do we have time to stop?
For a Super Sausage?
Yes.
I don't think
we do. Oh, it used to be the Baths. Northampton Super Baths.
Yeah.
And why is it famous?
Well, I think because it's on the junction, so people always call this the, you know, the Super Sausage Junction.
Okay. It's just next to the Mobility Superstore.
There's also a very good furniture shop in Northampton called Sofa King Good. I don't think we're going past that, though.
Oh, that's a shame.
Anyway.
Right, we'll talk to you in Harlesden, which is the next location. We've moved into a lovely little village now. Jonathan's pointing out the brickwork, or the stonework, I guess we say.
Yes, Northamptonshire stone. It's like Cotswold stone, but it's an orange colour.
Mm.
And a lot of the houses are made out of it.
Yes,
it's really lovely. And the village that we're heading to now, that was used for, as William mentioned, that very important one-off episode, the properties there generally are beautiful. So William's going to like this. We're going to enjoy
nice.
It.
And your colleague Annabelle went there on Treasure Quest. Many years ago.
Yes.
Almost one of the first Treasure Quest episodes, I think.
Yeah, she did. And Annabelle's not really a Keeping Up Appearances aficionado.
Do I remember that she actually said on the programme what she actually hates it?
Yes, it's not really her cup of tea, but... Needless to say, I made her conga round the front garden of this particular property. Oh, there's another little clue.
Yes. Well, should we just tell people? Again, it's not the Enigma Code that we've given. We are going to...
We're heading to my sister Violet's country cottage. Beautiful thatched cottage. It's where Hyacinth meets Bunty. Oh, you're like Bunty.
Is it and Series 3?
I can't remember.
I can't remember, no.
And Bunty's husband Dorian, of course. Who Hyacinth thinks is an old tramp, doesn't she?
Yes.
But of course, that's how moneyed stock often dress. So we're coming down a lovely country lane now in Northamptonshire.
We don't have the exact address for this.
I think we'll recognise it.
Surely it can't be a big village.
It's not a big village.
Or is it a hamlet?
I think it's probably a village. But it's...
There's a sign, Upper Harlesden.
Such a beautiful... Yes, we're entering Harlesden. Now we've got to turn sharp right here. Such a unique-looking property, wasn't it? With the lovely thatched roof. And I believe it looks still the same.
Now, as we think it's private property. We were just discussing off-microphone. Oh,
I'll go slowly, because I'm not quite sure where it is.
Drive very slowly past number 32.
I want them to see my hat.
England's Cottage, that's it. I recognise the name. Pull over.
What, it's behind a gate?
Yes.
Well, how are we going to get in?
Well, we might have to ring.
Oh, my word. Right. Oh, I didn't realise it was behind a gate.
Yes, I remember this because, as I said to you at the time, I was single, so I used to clip up bits of Treasure Quest, and this is a bit I clipped up, and I remember England's Cottage.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the gate just looks semi-open. We could probably... Oh, my God, Jonathan's actually driving up the drive.
Well...
Oh.
Well, I think we'd better... now we're here.
We're basically in it.
Look, it's my sister Violet's holiday cottage.
Why don't you do the talking?
Oh, gosh. Right, have I got to try and... They're either... Well, look, what's the worst that can happen? They could say, clear off, we're busy. But, you know, I think as long as we're polite, we're just enthusiasts, aren't we? Oh, it's a lovely village. I'm going to press to call.
Please leave a message.
Well, I don't think anyone's here. Are there any cars? In the drive?
Yes, there's one.
Is there? Oh, shall I try again?
I mean, they might be in bed.
It's 10:40 in the morning, William. Well, I can hear a dog. Is that, do you think that's Dorian's dog?
Yes.
Got a gun-shy bitch.
Zoe.
Zoe. Zoe the gun-shy bitch. Can you hear her? Ah. Well, the gates are opening. Hang on. Hello? Hello? Oh, I'm so sorry to disturb you. Are you the lady that used to own the house?
Sorry.
Are you the lady that used to own the house when BBC Radio Northampton came here? BBC Radio Northampton, we came to visit you here. Was it you that... Oh, was it? That's all right. Because this was the house that was filming for Keeping Up Appearances.
It was, yes.
Yes.
It was very different then.
Yeah, well, it's still beautiful.
Oh. Well, it's beautiful, isn't it?
It is.
But she definitely didn't want...
She didn't want us
in there. Never mind. She knows not what she's missing.
Well, after that excitement, maybe we should take a break for some messages from some very carefully curated select sponsors.
After we just got thrown out.
Oh, the gates are closed!
She's closing the gates. Oh, dear. Well, at least we can say we've been thrown out of Mrs. De Violet's country cottage.
We'll
she's
be back.
Literally just closed the gates. Take a photo, William. That's... Oh dear. Well, there we go.
We'll be back after these messages.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Shrink the Box is back for a brand new season. This is the podcast where we put our favorite fictional TV characters into therapy. Join me, Ben Bailey-Smith, and our brand new psychotherapist, Namon Metaxas.
Hi, Ben. Yes, this season we're going to be putting the likes of Tommy from Peaky Blinders, Cersei from Game of Thrones on the couch to learn why their behaviour creates so much drama.
So make sure you press the follow button to get new episodes as soon as they land on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Shrink the Box is a Sony Music Entertainment original podcast.
Welcome back, Bucketheads. Now, before we return to our special locations episode and our exhaust pipes ejaculate outside Hyacinths, we have some exciting news. On Wednesday, the 22nd of November, at 7 o'clock in the evening, Bucketheads up and down the land are cordially invited to join Jonathan and me in Soho in London for a special live episode candlelight recording to discuss the 1994 Christmas special Angel Gabriel Blue. The limited handful of tickets and further information can all be found at luxurypodcast.co.uk. And once they're gone, they're gone. We can't wait to see you there, chat about Hyacinth and her friends and family, and have a laugh. luxurypodcast.co.uk for all the information. But now, back to our Rover 216 substitute. So here we are at location three, or on the outskirts of location three. Where are we exactly, Jonathan?
Well, we are in Coventry. I think we're in a place called Stoke Aldermore, or we're heading into a place called Stoke Aldermore for our next location.
And tell us where that is, Jonathan.
Well, we are heading to arguably one of the most exclusive and executive postcodes used in the filming of Keeping Up Appearances. We're heading to Onslow and Daisy's house.
Now, obviously, I've done Street View numerous times throughout my life for this property, and it does look very smart now in the grand scheme of things, compared to how it looked.
I'm just disappointed that I don't think the bush is still there.
No, it's a stone wall, I think, or a brick wall.
I know.
It'd be a bit painful to collapse onto that.
For comedy effect.
I have a feeling, I've got the Harold Snow book with me. Maybe we'll have a little reading of some passages from it about the locations when we get to when we get there and we're not driving. But I have a feeling they put in that. They put in a fence. I know they put in a fence. I don't know whether they put in the hedge.
I think they replaced the front door as well, didn't they?
Yes, so they could do a match-for-match likeness in the studio back in Shepherd's Bush.
Yeah. But I'll tell you one of the most exciting things I'm looking forward to.
Mm.
We're going to park our car at the end of the road where Hyacinth and Richard always parked the Rover.
In the turning circle?
Yes.
Yep.
We're going to park right there. I can't wait.
And I think that looks onto a scrap merchant's, doesn't it?
I don't know. There's an alleyway, isn't there, coming down from the end? Because there are a few scenes where either Hyacinth appears. Do you remember when Hyacinth does the runner? Because she doesn't want Liz
yes,
to know
in
where
series one.
They
yep.
live. She comes down that alleyway. And there's also an episode where Onslow comes down on a bike. He's gone off to pick up some beer.
Yes.
So when we get there, and I'll tell you one of the other things that I think we need to have a little bit of an explore. Have you noticed in Keeping Up Appearances, you never see where Onslow and Daisy park the Cortina? It's never outside the front because there's no room because they've got that old heap on the front.
Yes.
It's not parked up at the turning circle. So I think that they must have had some kind of parking space at the back, maybe a lock-up garage set up or something like that. So I think we've got to go and do a bit of a recce and
yes.
find where they left the Cortina. Might still be there.
Yes, they could have left it.
Maybe.
Okay, well, that's exciting. Well, we're 1 minute away. Did you also spot we've just passed a sign that said Binley? Did you notice the sign? Which is our next and final location.
Yes.
On this exciting tour.
Right, we're turning left into Jasmine Grove. It sounds very nice.
Yes,
it?
Mind the speed camera.
Yes, what is the speed here? 30?
40, actually.
Oh, is it? Oh, well, yes. I'm doing a...
You're doing 29.
Steady 29. The Alan Higgs Centre.
Looks like a sport.
Stoke Aldermore, there
yes,
you go.
Yes, you were right. You're a font of all knowledge.
I know. So, we turn left into Stoke Aldermore. Oh, yes.
Yes, and the sort of the houses around here are what sort of generic estate... Should we call it that? These look more modern. Yes, that building straight ahead looks... they could, if they ever did keep him appearances now, they could film it there.
I was going to say, oh, gosh.
Oh.
Right.
And you want to explore this area, do you?
Well, oh, look, there's an off-licence. That I would imagine that's where Onslow and Daisy used to go for their bits.
Yes.
Right.
Gosh, well it...
Well, it's as if they never left. I think we're now... Oh, yes, we're now properly entering Onslow and Daisy territory now, aren't we?
Look oh, it's... Jonathan, look, I can see it on the map.
Yes. Michelle Close.
Yes, I was calling it Mitchell Close, but it's Michelle.
I think it's Michelle. What's that? So on the left here, we've got...
Got another road.
Oh. And then the next turning on the left, we are about to turn into Michelle Close. Gosh, it's so narrow.
Wow, it's really narrow. Oh, I can see the turning
oh,
circle.
Oh, there's the turning circle. Oh, my word, look at this. This is amazing. This is tiny.
This is such a narrow road.
This is tiny.
There
this
it is.
This is the house, look.
Number
That's
three.
It.
No parking.
Gosh,
you know when I said it looks quite smart now? I might review that.
Look at this. We're parking in the turning circle at the end. I can't believe how tiny this is.
Everything is smaller than it looks.
Wow. Now,
right. I'll give you your microphone.
This is going to be an experience.
Can I make a suggestion?
I'm not going to put Hyacinth's hat on.
Yes.
Not here.
And also, don't leave your wallet in the car.
I'm not leaving my wallet in the car. Although we have, and I haven't mentioned yet, did you notice I brought the white slimline telephone with our cyber redial?
Oh!
I've turned it into a car phone for us.
How very 80s.
Just for our little road trip. Right, here we go. We're getting out in Onslow and Daisies Road. Wow. And there's the alleyway that seems to go into... Well, it's a little park. Have you locked
the
car?
Yeah, I think it's a different alleyway. Maybe it was... We're going to go and look at this alleyway first.
Yeah, so this goes into a park. I think there's a couple of...
Drug dealers.
Drug deal going on there.
Right.
Lovely.
Nice. It's got it all, really.
Come through here. There's one of those special gates to stop motorbikes coming through.
Kissing gate, I think it's called.
And then let's take a wander down. See where the turning circle is. So obviously Hyacinth and Richard used to park here, didn't they? In the Rover.
Mm.
And then to come down here, but look how close the house is. It always looked much longer. Did they use the same turning circle?
Yeah, they must have done.
Yeah. Coming down here, oh look, there's the lamppost where my sister Ray's. Do you remember?
Oh, and don't they come through here? No, they come through...
What do you mean?
They come down this side bit.
There.
Yeah.
That side bit there.
With Mr. Crabtree or whoever it is.
That's right. So there we go, number 3. Got a lot of security cameras up, haven't they?
Gosh, they do.
And so that's where the hedge was at the side. Shall I start this? So this is where the gate would have been.
Mm-hmm. Hang on, let me do a photo.
Oh, amazing. Oh, here's a neighbour.
Amazing. It's nice.
Hello.
Hello.
It's so
We're just
nice.
Having a nose at Onslow and Daisy's house.
Yeah, it's my mum and dad that live there.
Are you joking, really?
Yeah.
Did they live here when they filmed the...
Yeah.
Did they?
Oh, wow.
Wow. Are they friendly? Would they let us have a chat to them?
Or they won't be up yet.
They won't be up.
No.
It's 11:45.
They've got health problems.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So did you... You're too young to have been around when they filmed...
No.
Were you... Oh, really?
I'm 39, so yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because we do a podcast on keeping up appearances. So we're doing like a little tour of all the
locations.
Where it was. So we thought we'd come and have a look.
It's a bit smarter now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened to the hedge that Hyacinth used to fall in?
My nan and granddad actually lived there, and we lived there. So my nan and granddad died, and I moved in there. So.
Right.
Yeah, they took it all down. I mean, my mum and dad had just had a wall built, like at the garden.
Do you mind us if we're recording this?
Oh God!
Don't worry, it's nice. It's nice. It'll make you sound gorgeous.
And they had a wall built, and they knocked the door and said, "Can they use it again?" And they said, "Yeah." So they had to knock the wall down.
No, really?
Yeah. What, just in the 90s at the start?
Yeah, I think I was about 13, 14.
Wow.
To be fair. So, yeah.
So, do you remember Patricia Routledge and all the cast coming?
Yeah.
Were they nice?
Yeah, they were nice, yeah.
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 What was Patricia Routledge like?
Oh, she's lovely, she is, yeah.
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 Onslow and Daisy and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we used to call Rose Auntie Rose.
Oh,
did you?
Yeah.
Wow, that's so nice. Do you still watch it on TV if it comes on?
Yeah, if it's on, yeah.
And you see your house, you think, yeah.
It's
there.
Like, I say to the kids, look, this is our street, and they're like, no, it's not. I'm like, yeah, it was, that's when I was little, it was like that. You had the scrapyard and stuff at the top. So.
Yes, so there was a scrapyard there, was there?
Yeah, just where that field is there, yeah.
And it's not that. It's obviously not there now.
No.
It's a nice
but
park.
This road on the programme looks really long, doesn't it? And
yeah.
In reality, it's tiny.
Yeah. We have people come up all the time, like from all different places in the world, like China, America, Australia. There's some woman that was at a camper van, and she came up about 2 weeks ago. We were going out, and she was taking pictures of the house and stuff. And
does it bother your mum and dad?
No, we just sit in there and laugh. We're like, oh, there's people here again, mum.
And obviously inside the house, when they were then recreating the inside of Onslow and Daisies in the studio, did they have to like copy the layout of the house inside to sort of make it look, you know, is there a staircase straight ahead when you go in?
Yeah.
And there's the front room at the front. So it's sort of similar floor plan.
Yeah.
Gosh,
Yeah. Please tell me your mum and dad's kitchen's not like
Onslow
and Daisy.
No, it's not. No, definitely not. It's like my sister, she gets really agitated and stuff because like people always comment saying about that inside of the house and she's like, that's not the inside of our house.
And yeah. do you have a TV where Onslow had the TV and does your dad sit there and watch racing on it?
Oh no, it's not like that anymore. We used to, when we were younger, the telly used to be in that corner, but now it's on that side of the wall and stuff, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Gosh. Well, thank you so much for letting us have a chat. This goes to one of your neighbours.
Yeah. All of your neighbours must get so annoyed. I bet everyone comes and does.
I mean, she was around when it was on as well, because she lives down... Well, she lives up there.
Come
now,
back!
She lived down the road, so... But yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Take care.
Goodbye.
Lovely.
Well, how lovely.
What nice. And imagine... I mean... I know we're massive fans of it, so we would love it, wouldn't we, to think that we lived in one of the houses in the programme.
I'm tempted to put in an offer.
It must be so, so interesting that your house forevermore features on a programme that still to this day is broadcast on at least one channel.
Somewhere in the world.
Every English-speaking country in the world, and some non-English-speaking countries in the world as well. Shall we go and have a look and see if we can find Onslow's Cortina?
Let's go round the corner.
Let's go round here. So
that's another drive. I don't think we can go up there.
Michelle Close.
I think they possibly... Did they even get that road sign in at one point? Because they did a whole... Daddy took the car, didn't he? And he went...
Yes. Maybe the Cortina was just parked along here on the main road.
Yes, they do have off-street parking.
Yeah. Because if we go, let's take a stroll up this next one.
Do you think it's permit holders only?
Well, nowadays, probably. But back in the day, you know, you didn't have things like permits because there weren't so many cars.
Yes, you've got cars parked half on the road, half on the
pavement.
Now, you
see, look, there's an alleyway there going to a back garden.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to turn up the next road. And in my mind... There's a set of lock-up garages.
Okay.
With graffiti all over them.
If there isn't, are you going to be disappointed?
Yes.
Okay.
And maybe a bit of drug paraphernalia. Because that's the kind of thing that goes on now, but it wouldn't have gone on.
No. Then. Not in Harnsons
Day. You see, we've just turned up the road, and there is definitely something at the back of where their house would have been.
Mm. Does this connect to the park?
Oh,
I wonder if we can walk around.
It's the back of the park.
Yeah.
But that probably used to be... Look, there you go.
There
you go.
That's where they parked
it. That's where there's a road that leads down to kind of... Well, it's a funny old shack, isn't it?
There's no way
And I think
that.
Onslow and Daisy definitely used to park the Cortina there.
And Onslow probably would have brought it round, collected Daisy and everyone...
Well, they probably went through the back garden.
Oh,
they had
right.
an access gate through there, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they would have
but
had
you,
an access
you
gate.
You didn't see that on the programme.
No.
Shall we go back through the salubrious park?
Yes.
Back to find our...
Our friends.
Well, she was much friendlier than the lady and sister.
I meant the druggies. I didn't mean our actual friends.
Oh.
No, our actual friends are lovely.
So look, there's the back.
Yeah.
So that is literally the back of
Onslow
and Daisy's house.
We never saw their back garden, did we?
No.
No. No, it's only ever the
I
front.
Imagine it wasn't a garden.
No, it's probably
full
big
of
bit of mud.
Scrap vehicles and things like that.
Lovely sunflowers. Well, how exciting.
Hasn't this been lovely?
They've changed the rendering at the front of the house, haven't they? It's sort of like a...
Yes.
It's a different pebble dash.
Yes. Oh, look, they've got washing hanging on the line.
Lovely.
My sister Daisy's washing's hanging up. That's what you'd expect.
Rose's black negligee.
Yes. Well, it's nice that...
We might have picked up another podcast listener as well.
Kylie and... What was their son called?
Kylie and Jason. No, not Kylie and Jason. That was Neighbours. Kylie and... Oh, I don't know. Did we even find out?
I don't know. But nice to think they would have grown up around here. Playing.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
I get on very nice.
I fell in a hedge. Sadly, you won't have seen this because this is on the podcast. I just fell backwards into a hedge. That dog terrified me.
Oh, there's the fun again. So we've just driven past Binley Woods Lidl.
Is that actually Binley Woods Lidl? Is that Hyacinth's Lidl?
I'm not sure she would have gone there even if it were.
She'd
the
like their fragrance bin bags.
And they've got a B&Q. Got it all. TGI Fridays. Oh. We go there.
So we're leaving Coventry and we're entering Warwickshire then.
Ah, yes. Welcome to Warwickshire, Shakespeare's County. Hopefully everything's
straight
going to
over
get.
This roundabout. We're half a mile away. I'm so excited. I can't get over how tiny Onslow and Daisy's Road was. Mm. I know I keep going on about it, but I just can't. Television is such a weird thing, isn't it?
Yes, it's bizarre.
Can make things look completely different size, including people.
Yes, because everyone on TV looks quite tall, but then when you meet them in real life, they're tiny.
Oh, Binley Woods. Binley Woods just saw a sign.
Paul Edwards.
Oh, here we go. We're entering Binley Woods. Binley Woods welcomes careful drivers.
That should say Binley Woods welcomes luxury drivers.
Yes.
Oh, my God, Jonathan, look, I can see the destination on the map as well. We are so close.
This is... Oh, this is very nice.
Yeah.
Very suburban.
And Binley Woods is a very small collection of suburban roads, really. It's very small. Not a lot here.
William, it's the next road on the right.
Now, I've been here before. Jonathan hasn't been
Look
to this one before.
Look how many bungalows there are. They're all bungalows. Look, on this side, all bungalows. Like Hyacinth's house.
I'm going to say something to you as we pull down this road. We must never move, Richard. We'd be greatly missed.
Oh, there's the Binley Woods Village Hall.
Yes, I've looked into hiring that. My friend Mark has suggested that we do stuff there. Oh, look, there's a pub. Oh. Rosie Coombe. There's no cars in the car park, but...
William, we are turning into...
No, this is Birchwood Road.
Oh.
And then we turn onto Heather Road. Oh. Heather Road is quite long, and I haven't actually put the exact destination in, so you're going to have to keep your eyes
peeled. Well,
we'll
look for the Wainy Elm sign. Heather... Oh, my word, we are turning in. Literally, I'm so excited. Look at the bungalows.
This is the road. This is the bit. I recognise it. I think I can see Liz's.
Oh, my word. Oh, William. Where is it?
Oh, maybe not.
Which side of the road is it?
I thought it was this side. Maybe it's further on.
Which side? On the left or
the
right?
I think it's on the left.
Oh, it's on the left, is it?
Yeah. But not yet. Oh, they're all in the garden at Villa Costa Blanca.
They are.
Oh, okay. It's quite a long road, Heather
Road. Oh,
okay,
so we're crossing over a junction here.
Oh, car on the left.
Are you backseat driving me? Like, how is it? You can't help yourself.
No.
Mind the car, dear.
I mean, it could be on the right, but my memory serves me, it's on the left.
Quite a narrow road. I thought it was... Again, the television makes... What? Oh, my word. Oh. Oh, William, I can see the cladding, the wooden cladding.
Yep.
Oh. Oh, look.
Got a big hedge. Mr. Hislop needs to give that a trim.
Oh, no, that's not the right house.
Oh.
Here it is.
Yes.
Here it is. Oh, William. Where are we going to put our cones?
No, there's a Corsa parked in
there's a Corsa parked just where I wanted to put our cones.
Or go next to Liz's.
I'm going to
put... Oh, they've changed the front door of Liz's.
Oh, my word. I cannot believe this. This is one of the best days of my life.
Very exciting.
Look at this.
Now, shall we be honest with our bucket heads? We have written to the owners, but we got a polite no, which is fine for various reasons.
Yes.
And we respect
those. I
imagine
they're constantly plagued by people knocking on their door.
Yeah.
And they said they'd really rather not be disturbed.
By to fastidious men.
Exactly. But we have...
made a donation to a charity of their choice.
Yes, and William has put this in a beautiful envelope. To hand deliver. I notice there's not a first class stamp on it.
No, because it's by hand, Jonathan. What's the point of putting a stamp on?
So we have this lovely card
from Smythson
with the donation inside to give to the owners of Hyacinth's house, the real owners. And we stopped at the services on the way here, and William was peckish, so bought himself a bag of crunchy Doritos. And unfortunately, he seems to have smothered the envelope in Dorito powder.
Only on the back. Hopefully, I'm hoping they won't notice, and it'll be dark inside when they open. But it is the thought that counts.
Oh, William, are we going to get out?
Let's get out.
I can't cope.
Oh.
I can see the house. This is absolutely incredible.
And I think someone is actually coming out.
Are they? Oh. Hello. Hi. We do a Keeping Up Appearances podcast. So we're very interested to see these two houses. Have you lived here long?
About 4 years.
Have you? Did you buy it knowing what house it was before?
Yeah, we've
Say again? it would be why I bought it. Yeah, just so I could come out. Although they've built the extension, so if Hyacinth was to pop out and demand coffee in 10 minutes, Elizabeth, you... Yeah. This was a garden, wasn't it, here?
Hi, hello.
Lovely.
Lovely. Nice street.
Beautiful. Nice to meet you. So we're outside Hyacinth's house. There's the infamous Wainy Elm sign. Oh, look. This is incredible. This is absolutely incredible. And I tell you what, isn't it like my house? It's really like my house.
It is.
I love it even more.
I do hate that extension.
The extension is not.
I mean, it's perfectly functional, but you know.
Yeah, look, they've left the back gate open, William. Amazing.
You could go down the back.
No, you can't go down the back. It's lovely though. They've had a nice new roof, haven't they? Look at that nice new roof.
It looks a bit plasticky.
Well, yeah, it might be plasticky. Yes, the wall looks exactly the same. This was the wall that, of course,
Richard was upside down in.
Richard and Emmett were upside down. Along this side here, this is where they had that box hedge.
Yeah. No, it was a wall, wasn't it? No, it was an actual wall.
Yes, but Richard used to trim the hedge along there.
And actually, they've got rid of all the grass, haven't they, and the trellis that they had. Yeah,
yes, that's right. It's all been very sensibly block paved.
Again, smaller than it looks.
It is smaller than it looks. It's amazing. But the fact that there's... Let me take a photograph. There's Elizabeth's front door. Absolutely fantastic.
And again, Liz is no grass.
No. Well, they've got a very smart Volvo, haven't they?
We aspire for a Volvo. Now, Jonathan, I'm going to task you with putting the letter through the letterbox, because I feel that that is a job that you would like. And if, whilst you're there, you so happen to turn around and I take a photograph of you, so be it.
Let me put my trousers up for this.
So Jonathan is taking the donation.
I'm about
donation
to go and
letter.
Put... Where is the...
There isn't actually... Oh, there's...
No, the letterbox
side.
Is on the side. I'm going to go and deliver. I'm going up Hyacinth Drive. I can't believe this. I'm about to put a letter through the door.
Hang on. Okay. It's a momentous time.
She's in the room on the left.
Oh, good. Shall we get back in the car?
Oh, William, what a day.
Best day of my life.
That's absolutely so much fun. Our own Keeping Up Appearances road trip.
I don't feel I'm saying very much on this episode because I'm just in awe of everything.
Mm.
It is like being inside the television.
And the thing is, sometimes, you know, it's like when you meet your hero, it's a bit of a letdown. But none of this has detracted from the programme at all. It's just lovely to see that these iconic houses that featured in that programme are still there. They're still with us.
I think, as we sit here, I think that one with the three gables was Sonia Barker
Finch's. Sonia Barker Finch's, exactly. Yeah. And in fact, when we drive out, I'm going to drive slowly so they can see your hat.
Thank you. That would be lovely. Which has been your favourite destination we've been to?
This one.
Yeah.
This one. I mean, you can't top Hyacinth's house, can you?
No, although I probably got the most excitement from the church hall, actually, because that is the one that looks exactly like it looked.
Right.
Whereas here they've put on the extension, Onslow and Days has had a semi-makeover.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The church hall, it almost looks as if they've just left having filmed there.
Yeah.
Whereas these, you know, have moved on a bit.
Which is to be expected.
Yeah.
And so that concludes our tourette of some of the key filming locations of Keeping Up Appearances.
We hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have.
And again, we'll put all the photos on our social media. You're on Twitter or X or whatever it's called now.
Oh, yes, the official JVS.
Yes, you're on the Instagram.
You've joined Instagram. I'm on the Instagram, yes. I'm finding my way on Instagram.
What's your name on there?
Jonathan Vernon Smith.
How did you come up with that one?
Because the official JVS had gone.
I'm William Hanson, etiquette, of course.
Of course you are.
But before we go, before we set sail aboard the QE2, we've got some news, Jonathan.
As if life couldn't get more exciting than this episode, it's about to get thrilling.
Tell us.
Before we set sail on the QE2, William, we will soon be talking to Judy Cornwell, a.k.a. my sister Daisy. Who wasn't the one, of course, with the Mercedes, the swimming pool and room for a pony.
No.
But she is the one that we'll be lucky enough to chat to all about her time working on our favourite ever sitcom. We'll be back with Judy Cornwell very soon.
And don't forget luxurypodcast.co.uk for your tickets for our event in November to join us for a live recording of our chat about Angel Gabriel Blue. We hope to see you then. See you soon. Bye!
Shrink the Box is back for a brand new season. This is the podcast where we put our favourite fictional TV characters into therapy. Join me, Ben Bailey-Smith, and our brand new psychotherapist, Namon Metaxas.
Hi, Ben. Yes, this season we're going to be putting the likes of Tommy from Peaky Blinders, Cersei from Game of Thrones on the couch to learn why their behaviour creates so much drama.
So make sure you press the follow button to get new episodes as soon as they land on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Shrink the Box is a Sony Music Entertainment original podcast.